For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team will go for a split against the Northern Michigan Wildcats, joined by alternate captain Yuri Vaisanen. Coach Cerutori in the post-game interview said, "We left our juice in Bowling Green." This kind of stuff happens. Pucks bouncing, fluky stuff doesn't go your way. At what point, though, do you have to just say, all right, it's not our night, but we got to make it our night somehow?
Yeah, that's when you got to keep it simple and get pucks deep. And I don't think we did that all game, honestly. We had some bad turnovers, and we didn't bring our physicality that we had in Bowling Green. So I thought that was a big reason we lost today.
You knew going into Bowling Green, they play physical games, so it was a focal point all week. We need to play physical and match that. Is it as simple as saying that's not how Northern plays, so that wasn't a focus, so that isn't how you went into the game or not?
Well, I mean, it definitely was a focus, but you're not going in a game to match the other opponent's physicality. We got to exceed that, and tonight I don't think we did that, and that's something we talked about all week, playing heavy like we did in Bowling Green, being more physical than them, and I don't think we did that tonight.
I'm not talking necessarily how the 2 4-on-4 goals played out today, but the game is different when it's 4-on-4. Just so much extra space. Take us through offensively. When you've got a puck 4-on-4 and you've got more time, you've got more space, how do you utilize that to your advantage?
Yeah, 4-on-4 is a little weird because there's a little bit more space, but it's not quite as much space as 3-on-3, and it's man-on-man. So it's actually quite difficult sometimes to generate offense. And in the D zone, it's a little bit different. You got to play man-on-man. And on that first goal, that's kind of what happened. We weren't playing man-on-man, and we let that one guy go. So definitely not something we're used to, but an area we got to be better in.
You scored a power play goal again. It's, you know, a number of games now in a row that you've gotten the power play going. This time of year, power play penalty kill wins and loses games for you. Just flat out it does. How important is it to keep this moving?
Yeah, very important. Our power play has been struggling a little bit throughout the year too. So it's huge that we're getting some power play goals now. And it's going to be big on the penalty kill too coming up here. Special teams, like you said, going to win us or lose us these games.
I thought the biggest play on that power play goal was Riley Funk and just his patience. He had some time. He waited for Eric to get into the right spot. And Marty obviously buries it. But how do you need to use patience when you have it?
Yeah, he made a great play there. He had a little bit of time. And usually when you're on the power play, you kind of, on the rush, try to not make a play, maybe cut back and try to get set up, but he did a good job recognizing there that Marty was open, made a great play.
I'm sure you've played in games like this in your career. You played a lot of games, junior hockey, now here in college hockey. What's the overnight like for a player who loses on Friday night to just itching and scratching and clawing to get back to the rink on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, you just got to reset and come back. Tomorrow's a new day. We've all been here plenty of times, lost to all sorts of teams, so we just got to find a way to respond tomorrow night.
Are you better at flushing it now than you were back when you were a freshman?
Yeah, maybe a little bit, and now you kind of know how much every game means too, so it's a little different, but definitely a good skill to have.
Best of luck.
Thank you.